brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and it is Thursday, the 13th day of December 2012. We have several special reports are going to be premiering here on the radio broadcast today, dealing with several very important geopolitical issues. Dr. Russell Blaylock did not make the show a few days ago, but he will be joining us to talk about statin drugs and the neurological disorders increasing and the fact that the media and the medical establishment knows full well it's because people are not getting the healthy fats their brains are made out of, that amongst the excitotoxins that are in the diet. But we'll first get his take on Obamacare now going into place. And I have a big stack of news here. Just in the last 3 years, 2.5 years since Obamacare, quote, became law, just in anticipation of it going into effect here in about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it went up roughly 25% nationwide. And I have those numbers here out of Bloomberg and other publications. Now it's set to double. Many premiums are set to double on top of not just the general premiums, but also the deductibles and much more. So we're going to be going over the wonderful free health care you're going to be getting. Yeah, you pay extra money to the insurance companies, a direct tax to the private megabanks, and now government runs health care completely, and so they will tell the doctors what treatments they can give you. Just in case you happen to have a good doctor that knows to give you the generic drug or a drug that's old but not the new thing that doesn't really work, well, the government can now, controlled by big pharma, And also owned by the megabanks, can say, well, take this new expensive drug that doesn't even work. So your doctor is now a government-programmed computer. This is what's phasing in. That's why some estimates show that upwards of 40%, you can pull this up, upwards of 40% of doctors in some fields are leaving. They're all, and by the way, my dad is in healthcare. And major medical divisions that provide dental care but also other medical care are just shutting down. The corporations have made the decision to just cease business. I mean, America is now entering the phase of where people leave Venezuela. Corporations leave Russia. Corporations leave other authoritarian systems. That's the medium-sized companies. People will think of these as big companies because they're, you know, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That's actually a medium-sized company. So the medium-sized companies are saying, well, this business is over. And government is busy taking over the rest of healthcare. I got to twist my dad's arm to come on air. The stuff he could tell you, but he doesn't want to do it. Because a lot of it's proprietary. And you know, that's the problem, is that you work at these corporations and these companies, and they tell you you're not allowed to talk about this. And when you're not allowed to talk about something and you sign a non-disclosure and you agree to it, that's the way it is. It's the same way I wear a journalist hat. And if I'm in a meeting with somebody, even if they're a globalist I happen to meet or run into or I accept a meeting with, once something's off record, it's off record, unless it's a felony being committed in front of my eyes. Because if you ever break confidence, then you never get the sources again. My problem is so many times people tell you stuff and don't say, by the way, this is in confidence. And then you start talking about it and they're like, hey, don't talk about that. Okay. So it's actually one of the things that tortures me is trying to always maintain honorable trait. All right, big news ahead. I'll give it all to you straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are live on this Thursday, the 13th day of December 2012, and we're reportedly only 7 days out in some time zones until the end of the world. In fact, it's getting close to less than 7 days on Greenwich Mean Time. Everyone knows that Planet Nibiru or Planet X will be slamming into the world on Greenwich Mean Time, of course. NASA has already put out a video early declaring, see, the end of the world didn't happen. And I just think that it is a lot of people think similarly because that's funny. I have a video coming out tomorrow where I basically say, see, the end of the world didn't happen. And it's not a hard call, but I expand on it. Yes, we're 7 days, 11 hours, 50 minutes, 49 seconds until the end of the world. Only the super friends can save us. But the video we're putting out tomorrow goes over the real threats humanity is facing. You see, if a giant, say, 10-mile wide iron ore asteroid slams into the Earth, it will go directly into the mantle, causing even perhaps part of the core to leak out on the surface. It will eject with the power of 10 million large hydrogen bombs or more. Billions of megatons of rock will be ejected into space. but also into the atmosphere. The Earth will then freeze solid planetary-wide, and most life will be destroyed. Will die. Now, that could happen at any time. We know those type of events have happened in Earth's history. And that is one of the biggest threats we face. Also, solar flares can be large enough and powerful enough to be directed right at the Earth and not just destroy electronics by the different particles it's sending out, building up in electrical wires and then precipitating out in electronics, but actually hit the Earth and burn to a crisp whatever side it hits and damage the atmosphere, perhaps even destroying the atmosphere. There's types of things like that that can happen. But see, we don't know the hour or the day. And there have been calls to put a peaceful defense system out in deep orbit with weapon systems on board to track large asteroids coming in close to the Earth and to destroy them. The problem is any system like that could then be turned back around towards the Earth. And it's also dangerous to get the nuclear weapons into space. The particle beams we know they have are not strong enough to deflect and change the course or destroy the type of, 2 mile, 3 mile, a 2 mile asteroid into the world as we know it. 3 mile into the world. 10 mile. And if it's iron ore or nickel, it's going deep. It's going real deep. It's going, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles or more into the Earth. It's going to eject all that back. Some estimates are 20 miles into the Earth, 30 miles into the Earth. Anyways, side issue, we're just building up towards 2012. And my point is there's all these non-man-made threats to the Earth that are cyclical and are hard to estimate when are going to happen. There are defenses for it other than super flares off the sun. Comets hit the Earth, asteroids, things like that. If a 300-yard long asteroid hits the Earth and it's metal, you'll think that a 100-megaton hydrogen bomb got dropped on your city if it happens to hit there. Other than that, it'll just cause a huge explosion if it's in a rural area and eject a bunch of dust to the atmosphere. You could talk about this stuff all day, but what I get into in the piece that Aaron and I have been working on all week that we're going to premiere tomorrow here on the radio / video for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers is the man-made threats we can do something about. Genetic engineering, bioweapons, nanotech, super cyclotrons like the Hadron in Europe, France into Switzerland. These are the real things that the Earth is seriously threatened by. And that's one another reason I get so mad at the globalists who want to say it's humans all day. Just the general public, when it's the globalists that say they want world government to protect us from these type of sciences being developed in a reckless way, and they need a global government to shut down countries doing this, but it's globalist nations in Europe, England, the United States that are racing in pure research with their scientists going, well, there's a low probability this will cause a unstable black hole that will destroy the Earth, but we're going to do the test anyways and 500 more just like this. And yes, we're going to try to create a strangelet particle, and there's a good chance it'll sink to the center of the Earth and start a chain reaction implosion, but we're still going to do it. Kind of like more than half the scientists thought with the A-bomb test in 1944 into 45. The secret test. They told folks, never mind those giant explosions in the Nevada desert that, break windows in Las Vegas. Nothing's going on. You didn't see a mushroom cloud in the public. Said, okay, we didn't see a mushroom cloud. Kind of like you don't notice your neighbors all dying of cancer right now because the globalists are killing us. Or the neurological issues. People just, hey, move along. It's normal. That's why people all the time, you see the articles every week in Europe and the U.S. and Australia and New Zealand and other Western countries. It's really bad in China, too, where, a woman's raped in public on the middle of a busy street. She stumbles around, beaten the head with a pipe in Toronto, bleeding out. And at one telecom company, the CEO, this was in the news a few years ago, says, don't even call police. It's just too much of a bother. Let her just lay out there in the street and die. But employees did have fun watching her, an attractive woman with her head beat in, later went into a coma. I mean, they did enjoy her naked on the street, though. That was the company had, I reported, like some employees, the ones that reported him, and rightfully so, that it was great entertainment. You see, this is the thing I've noticed, is that people don't care about each other anymore. And it's seen as a virtue to not get involved. When you see somebody have a car wreck, a really bad car wreck, and you'll watch all the other cars just keep driving. They just keep driving. And I've had to get on the radio before, and I still pulled over and helped people. And it's not because I'm some hero. Man, it's an instinct. I want you to pull over if I have a bad wreck. But it's not like I even think, oh, consciously, I better pull over because I want people to pull over for me. It's like, oh, I got to help somebody. But see, that's because I'm a bad person, though. In the new trendy world, you don't say hi to people on the street. In the new trendy world, you don't care about anybody. You're real cynical. And the more arrogant and snobby you are, then the other snobs will think you must have something going. But I've already digressed off. The point is, people individually don't even care about themselves, much less others. And then it creates a toxic environment, a toxic society. And then we've got Al Gore and others lecturing us all day about how it's the carbon dioxide that we exhale that plants then respirate from and use in photosynthesis. See, there's a carbon cycle on Terra Firma, third planet out from our sun. Here in the boondocks of the Milky Way galaxy. You have to have four things in the cycle here on Terra Firma. Four things. First and foremost, you've got to have water. You've got to have sunlight. You've got to have carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Now, the globalists know that you know sunlight's not bad. We're going to have a problem, but they are talking about solar panel taxes now, so don't worry. That's already actually, some places have actually started implementing taxes on the solar panels themselves, which is a tax on the sun. So I shouldn't say it's coming, it's actually here now. Just like, you know, meters on wells you've had for 100 years saying, you know, that or saying we're going to arrest you for rainwater collection things on your farm. And that's now happening. And they're taking people's houses when they don't pay the fines. That's been in the news recently. So they know you know the sun isn't bad. They know you know water. Well, most people, if you say, should we ban hydrogen monoxide, it does sound scary. Actually, most people do say ban water, excuse me. Like sodium chloride, they think salt's evil. They don't know what that means, so they just think, should we ban sodium chloride? Absolutely. You know, you've seen those TV shows where they've done it, and people sit there, 90-plus percent of them, ban salt, ban water. So I shouldn't. But the point is, water doesn't sound scary. Sunlight doesn't sound scary. Oxygen, we know we breathe that. Even the dumbest idiot knows that our blood, when I just sucked air in right there, you know, a fish sends water over its gills to get the oxygen and gulps. The primitives thought they, you know, drank water. That's not what's happening. They're getting evil oxygen. So they picked carbon dioxide because it sounds scary. And so they're not worried about genetic engineering, open air, chemical testing, biological, radiological, hadron superconducting super colliders and other cyclotrons. They're not worried about adding matter, weapon production. The Air Force admits they've successfully developed, but the details are classified. San Francisco Chronicle, you want to look that up? No. They're worried about something that is the lowest ever recorded from ice samples and mud samples going back, in some cases, millions of years. It is the lowest ever recorded carbon dioxide, the lowest ever recorded in the last 100 years. We are starving for it. Plants grow faster, live longer. Many species of plants are just dying out. Did you know many species of plants are dying? Primitive species that were in a more carbon dioxide rich environment are dying on the earth right now. Look it up. Just type primitive plants dying due to low carbon dioxide. Desertification in Africa. Carbon dioxide. It's not a rain issue, mainly. Low carbon dioxide. Those were plant regions because they've dug up the fossils of them that were in a higher carbon dioxide environment. In fact, the first types of plants on this planet need more carbon dioxide than the newer plants that can live in it. So my point is that we're going to talk about real threats, but first, some big news coming up.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through tomorrow only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com. And only through tomorrow. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been engaging in my customary rant about how the end of the world is not coming on December 21st, 2012. It is a way to get people just to feel like there's no point of even being involved in the world. So you'll just basically stand down and do what you're told. They also use the rapture, biblically twisted, to get Christians to constantly think the world is ending so you won't be politically involved. It's just amazing, but we'll be covering that more, as I said, tomorrow. I want to give the number out now, then get into news and go to your calls. and I will attempt to go to them. And I want to open the phones up again for first-time callers who can't ever seem to get through on any of the subjects we've been talking about, the unions beating people up and members of the legislature and in Michigan encouraging it and not getting in trouble. Where do you see that going? The ongoing globalization, the announcements of massive tax increases, regardless of whether it's the Republican or Democratic plan. Obviously, we should be discussing that. The Weekly Standard reports UN conference slyly introduces resolution to gain control of the Internet in the middle of the night. Yeah, we knew that was coming because they had been saying, oh, no, we're not going to try to take control of the Internet, even though this is what Obama has been trying to do, is to give control of the Internet over to the UN. He signed a secret cyber order and has told Congress they're not allowed to see it. So just amazing. We're going to be getting into that. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go over some of the headlines here. As I mentioned, UN conference slyly introduces resolution to gain control of Internet in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night at the UN conference in Dubai, the presiding chairman of the International Telecommunications Union Conference surveyed the assembled countries to see whether there was interest in having greater involvement in the UN governing the Internet. A majority of countries gave their approval. Now, let's have other countries run the Internet that our country created. With a sufficient majority supporting the UN becoming more active in controlling the Internet, the chairman put forth a resolution. The chairman, though, insisted the survey was not a vote. Oh, no. The resolution was supported by Cuba, Algeria, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and the United States opposed it. The proposed resolution resolves that the Secretary General of the UN continue to take the necessary steps for the ITU to play an active and constructive role in the multi-stakeholder model, that means globalist megacorporations, of the Internet, according to the draft of the text. When you're a stakeholder, that means not you, the general public. And they are, again, trying to get an international patent treaty and copyright treaty through that they tried to keep secret this year, but it came out about 6 months ago, that even mainstream media called Russian or Chinese-style net censorship. And that's where cybersecurity is going as well. They just publicly oppose the UN getting full control. Instead, they're segueing it over to the UN and NATO and others. So that's that news right there. But, of course, the UN denied a few weeks ago this was happening. And Politico, you know, came out and said anyone saying this is a conspiracy theorist, of course, even though they're now openly announcing we're under global government. Look at this article up at Infowars.com by Mike Adams. And it says, every human emotion now classified as a mental disorder in new psychiatric manual, DSM-5. Yeah, previously they said if you don't like authority, you're mentally ill. Or if you feel like you can't trust government, that's mentally ill. So the founding fathers were all basically mentally ill. But continuing here, the industry of modern psychiatry has officially gone insane. Well, they do have the highest suicide rate out there of any profession, and the lowest life expectancy of any of the medical corps. Virtually every emotion experienced by a human being, sadness, grief, anxiety, frustration, impatience, excitement, is now being classified as a mental disorder demanding chemical treatment with prescription medications, of course. Yeah, and continuing here, this is all part of the New Freedom Initiative, Orwellianly titled, that they launched in 2005 and that now is back, where they say, this was public, and board members actually criticized that were part of the president's commission. That's why it became public, that they said, well, the standards are written by Big Pharma that wants to make billions more. And they're saying we're going to go from 20% of adults and kids on psychotropic drugs or other amphetamine type drugs like Ritalin. And we want to go to 50%. And now they're moving towards that. And we're going to go over the psychiatry Bible when we come back a little bit. Because they're expanding it. But I've seen what they ask the kids in public school, but also in college. Now, especially if you get student aid, they make you go in to see the shrink. And they ask, you feel a little bit of anxiety? Ever get a little upset? Ever get angry? Well, you need Prozac. No, that's mental illness, yeah. And they ask 12-year-olds.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stain Out Swab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stain Out Swabs. Stain Out Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is Stain Out Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth and they're whiter. Stain Out Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stain Out Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, let me finish up with this article, then I'll get into some of the other headlines and then your phone calls ahead of Dr. Laylock joining us with some key information on Obamacare and beyond. Every human emotion now classified as mental disorder in new psychiatric manual DSM-5. And they already list most of previously. And it's real weird. Like, these psychologists have sent me letters. I've been interviewed by one of the people over at Psychology Today, you know, the big psychology magazine. And I mean, the guy said, I'm mentally ill. There is no world government. And I said, but let me give you proof where they are announcing world government. No, it doesn't exist. You're ill. And the guy, of course, had worked for the Clinton administration, been a Clinton operative, and worked with Al Gore and people. So it's just like a joke. They just say, we're in charge, and we say you're crazy. We're in charge, and we say carbon dioxide's deadly poison. We're in charge, and we say Obama's a Peace Prize winner, and the 8 countries he's bombing is peace. We're in charge, and Obama said he will not sign the NDAA and that he's against it. Of course, it turned out his lawyers wrote it, He secretly pushed for it to get through. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. Then he did sign it. And they still go, oh, that's being paranoid now. But he did sign it. Oh, you're crazy. You think the NSA's listening to you? That's illegal. We don't do that. Headlines, NSA listening to everyone. Well, of course we have to. You're paranoid for not liking it. You see, and again, they play this part. It's role-playing. They go, we're in charge. You're supposed to go, oh, you're in charge. Okay, you're in charge now. All righty. That's what they do. And I've had these people walk up to me on the street and say, you're wrong. Basically, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. I mean, I could go declare myself Queen Elizabeth and, you know, dress up like her. It doesn't make me Queen Elizabeth. It is delusional. These are delusional people who do not live in the real world. And that's why psychologists and psychiatrists, and there are some good ones out there, there is some truth to Jungian psychology and Sigmund Freud, but it all oversimplifies it in their one little, you know, discipline, which then narrowly defines things. But there are many other disciplines out there. So I'm not saying it's all a complete fraud. What I'm saying historically is it's used as a political tool of control. And if you say that, they go, that's preposterous. Another, you know, just proves you're crazy. Really, Hitler didn't first use the psychiatrist to take over in 1933, 34, 35. They were the first people to kill in government institutions. I mean, anyone who knows anything about history knows that very predatory, dangerous people work at state hospitals and work at government facilities, and that the inmates are running the asylum, and they're there because they can sexually abuse people, they can hurt people, whatever they're into, sadomasochistic, sadism, torture, sex stuff, power trips. It's these mental institutions. And a lot of the people in the mental institutions actually have mercury poisoning. Major studies, you can look them up, have shown. And that's all they need is a detox. But by the time they get them drugged up, it's over. Their life's over. Or they have brain-borne parasites. There's many different types. But they'll never even check for that parasite. I've seen numbers as many as, 10%. Most studies show about 5%. But as many as 10% of people with cats have a brain-borne parasite that makes you basically insane. It's like, oh, that old crazy cat lady. Yeah, that witch. She's crazy. I saw her barking at the moon. Let's go burn her at the stake. Yeah, she had 9 cats. No, you had a brain parasite. But they didn't know that. They didn't know why she was flopping around on the ground, you know, screaming ooga booga. They just went and burned her at the stake because they were ignorant. Well, today, psychiatry doesn't even know about the brain, the different brain parasites. They don't even know about heavy metal. Most psychiatrists and psychologists, because I've talked to them, but I've read articles about it, they admit it. When you read different psychology magazines and stuff, I read them, I take them. It's all about, my dad used to lock me in a thing and torture me. That's why I became a psychologist. Or, you know, I had a lot of mental illness in my family. My uncle thought he was Saint Jerome, so I became a psychiatrist. I mean, they are nuts themselves. They got into it because they're really schizophrenics, you see, but they're keeping it quiet that they're seeing ghosts and stuff, you understand? But then they can't control themselves at 45 and blow their brains out. They're crazy people. They're crazy people trying to cure themselves. And they've got heavy metal toxicity, or they've got brain parasites. See, I kind of just digress off in any area. Or they've got genetic disorders. And there are real, you know, people that are mentally ill out there. But they are now coming out and saying everything is a mental illness. And Mike Adams breaks it down. It goes on here. The new upcoming DSM Psychiatry Bible, expected to be released in a few months, has transformed itself from a medical reference manual to a testament of insanity of the industry itself. And then he has links to the latest releases of it. Mental disorders named in the DSM-5 include general anxiety disorder. You know, if my kids are misbehaving and I'm not getting stuff done, I have anxiety about it. And it makes me go get stuff done. Well, that's mental illness. Or GAD for short. GAD can be diagnosed in a person who feels a little anxious doing something like, say, talking to a psychiatrist. Oh, yeah, they tell 13-year-old girls that if they feel nervous around boys, that's a mental illness, darling. You need a serotonin reuptake inhibitor that literally eats holes in your brain. Thus, the mere act of psychiatrists engaging in the possibility of making a diagnosis caused the symptoms of the diagnosis to magically appear. This is called quack science. Well, that's where psychiatrists came from, was the old people in the back of a wagon, you know, selling people laudanum or opium. Yet it is indicative of the entire industry of psychiatry, which has become such a laughingstock among scientific circles that even the science skeptics are starting to turn their backs in disgust. But it doesn't matter. They run the schools, they run the systems, and they make you put your kids on this. Doesn't matter. They're in charge. Psychiatry, and that's how they like it, I'm in charge. Psychiatry is no more scientific than astrology or palm reading, yet its practitioners call themselves doctors of psychiatry in order to try to make quackery sound more credible. How modern psychiatry really works. And then he goes over it all. It's up at InfoWars.com right now. Oh, by the way, the former DSM chairperson has apologized for creating false epidemics. Alan Francis chaired the DSM-4 that was released in 94. He now claims it was a huge mistake that has resulted in mass overdiagnosis of people who are actually quite normal. The DSM-4 inadvertently contributed three false epidemics, attention deficit disorder, autism, and childhood bipolar, writes Alan in the LA Times opinion piece. And he goes on, folks, my children eat pretty healthy, but if they eat red dye, one of my daughters, it's always a piece of candy that has red coating, a certain type of red dye, turns into a maniac. I mean, if I give my children a Coca-Cola, they go to a party, oh, let us have a Coca-Cola, and some, you know, yellow or pink icing cake, they bounce off the walls for an hour, then have black circles around their eyes and act like zombies for the next day. I mean, no kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I ate a chocolate bar last night because my wife bought some. And it's just uncontrolled if she does it. And she says, we're not doing it anymore. But it was these chocolate bars. And I went and ate one. Number one, I didn't sleep last night because the caffeine. Number two, I feel like I have a hangover today. From a big Cadbury dark chocolate bar I shoved down my throat. But the point, I ate like a pig in about 3 minutes. But the point is, man, you don't give that to kids, folks. You don't give it to them. But, oh, it doesn't matter. Let's give them aspartame. Let's give them MSG. Let's give them all these hundreds of additives that are in things. I mean, folks, if I eat fast food now, if we're on the road on a shoot and that's all that's there, I haven't done this, by the way, in years. Because I would do it when you haven't been eating it in a while and feel sick an hour later, like I had drunk a gallon of Jack Daniels the day before. You're like, what is in this McDonald's? What is in this Burger King? Additives, folks. If they call them additives and they got them approved decades ago, it's petrochemicals and stuff. It's drugs. That's why it's addictive. Most poisons are actually addictive. Did you know that? Look it up. Many poisons are addictive, and they know what they're doing. It's like cigarettes. Hundreds of additives in the average top brand to make it more addictive, to make it go to your brain. Unbelievable what they do to you. And it's the same type of industries. And I'm going to your calls. If you knew history, folks, you would know 200 years ago, one of the biggest businesses in Europe and what is the United States and Canada today. The U.S. was here. Canada was here already as nations. Canada, not twice. It was, I guess, a British territory. But the point is, all of this is going on. And the biggest business was not trapping. It was not sawmills. It was not manufacturing. It was medicine men. And they would go around in these big wagon trains selling opium and cocaine and every other drug you could imagine, hallucinogens, you name it. They were traveling apothecaries. Okay, you could walk in any drugstore, buy anything you wanted. If you thought rhino horn would help you, they'd have that at an exorbitant price. Okay, 200 years ago. Look it up. It's incredible history. Read countless books on it. You can't put them down. All the wild, you know, tales and reprinted newspaper articles from the time. Because you show up in town, the whiskey sellers can't compete with somebody selling heroin. Wasn't heroin, but what became heroin later? Opium. I mean, yeah, you got a headache, you got a toothache, drink some of this, your problems are solved. They became so wealthy. The Rockefellers actually made their money before John D. the First, their daddy. ran a big chain. You can look this up all over the Midwest when that was opening up and the East of wagons selling opium. And that's who created Big Pharma. If you track it back, it's all these opium dealers and people and drug dealers. They created Big Pharma. They financed psychiatry. They financed our whole world. And then they merged with the eugenicists because the royalty who was inbred was like, all our kids are dying. Those that do live are totally insane or mentally ill from the inbreeding, like a dog will be, you know, really mentally ill. So these crazy royals hired all these psychiatrists and psych warfare chiefs and eugenicists and others to try to cure them of all their deformities. And they said, well, the problem is the general public, their disease, we've got to wipe them out. As if that was even affecting them. It goes back to Malthus and the rest of it. So, you, folks, that's who runs all this. That's why it's so crazy and so deformed and so strange. And then as society breaks down, as order breaks down, people are like, well, let's send our kid to the psychiatrist. And they put your 12-year-old on. They put 67 nationally to 69, depending on which year, of children in foster care on multiple psychotropics, an average of 7. WOAI reported it on that and broke it down. You can look it up for yourself. I'll go to your calls. That shows you when they get you in their custody, two-thirds are put on drugs. So that's their goal. And I've known people on these drugs. And some people, it doesn't hurt them, at least mentally. Physically, it does. But every time I hear about a mother who drowns her children in the bathtub or puts them in a lake or chops their arms off with a meat cleaver or shoots them or puts a baby in the microwave, every time it comes out weeks later in the defense that they were on multiple serotonin reuptake inhibitors and didn't know who they were. Because I'm sure we've all had that feeling like, you know, when some guy comes out of a store and bows up, he's got a problem, bud. You have an impulse to just punch him right in the throat. But you have impulse control. And you learn how to just go, no, I don't have a problem. How you doing, man? That's good. You don't have a problem. Yes, sir. What, are you being smart mouth with me? No, sir. See, my problem is I have to work to be like that. That's real discipline. Real discipline. To sit there and go, yes, sir. Powerful. While you're just thinking, you touch me, I'm gonna absolutely break your neck. But the point is that you put people, they're putting police on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're putting military men on them. The guy that killed those 18 people in Afghanistan under psychiatric care didn't want to go back because all his buddies being killed. Part of his foot was blown off. He had a fake foot. Didn't want to go back for his fourth tour, sergeant. He blacked out, folks. He was on a psychiatric drug treatment. They won't say what. They put a trained killer who had his foot blown off fighting with a prosthesis and watched his buddies blown up that same day. And he was on a hallucinogen, folks. Those drugs are in the hallucinogen class. You know what? They're going to put that guy in jail. That's how crazy psychiatry is. Let's go to your calls as promised in this segment, the next, and then the next, and then Blaylock at 5 after. David in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Honor of my life in speaking with you.
I no, sir. Honor of my life. Go ahead.
Oh, your knowledge of history, your love of history, your patriotism, and your brilliance are coming together to really form a strong link that we need to the reality of what's going on. My question is a little bit off your last subject. It's not a question, actually. My personal theory about the nearly 200,000 rounds of ammunition that have been distributed to the various bureaucracies.
Well, sir, it's 1.6 billion, but yeah, just it was 200. It was 200,000 of one type of sniper 308. But go ahead.
I stand corrected. I knew that. Based on the standard MO of the New World Order blueprint for revolution, we have seen them spend countless millions in dividing a country covertly, bringing insurgency, then followed by their arming of the rebels till the country disintegrates into chaos, whereupon they come in with the big guns and take it over and further their subversive groups and move them on to the next country. based on that and based on the fact that I've never heard of any of these bureaucrats being given training in the use of assault weapons, I am convinced that these rounds are meant for us and that they might be possibly meant to be used by us.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I live so close to this that I've become numb. But I looked at that state police guy that pulled me over, and I said, will you put me and my son in a re-education camp? And he started smiling like it was funny. Folks, we have the Army manual. Will you pull it up for me from 2 years ago where they're training, they've hired, speaking of 200,000, they're trying to hire and train 200,000 jail guards to be in the Army now as a domestic jail guard force. And Harry Belafonte on the GOP, quote, we're going to play this coming back, Obama needs to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail. That story is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And folks, we've played. Can we get the FBI clip of the Weatherman? We've played saying how when they took over, they put 50 million of us in there and killed 25 million of us. Listen, we're not just saying this. They've got a battle plan. They're going to start a civil war, trying to take our guns. Then they're going to shut off the resources, and they do. Their dream is to rape our wives in re-education camps and stomp our guts out. Ugly, evil communists working for foreign banks. We're going to play that when we come back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
I can see 4 miles and...
L. Jones here back live. Together on the nightly news tonight. Melissa Melton's doing the news, but we're going to get together all these clips where so-called leftists and Marxists say they're going to put us in re-education camps and where they say they're going to kill us. You have to understand, though, I would go out and protest the taking of a rancher's property. And there'd be fake environmentalists there who would come over and say when the camera was off, look, we're going to kill you when we take over America. We're going to put you in a camp and we're going to kill you after we work you to death. Is that clear? And I'd be like, whoa. And I've caught some of this on tape at the RNC in New York. I kept running into communists everywhere, Marxist and the Maoist Youth Brigade and all this. And I'd be very polite. This is in my film, Martial Law, 911, The Road to Tyranny. So I know Melissa Melton's in there listening. Grab that clip, too. And I say, listen, Stalin killed, you know, tens of millions. Mao did. And they say, too bad he didn't kill you. And you hear them say, we're going to get you and we're going to kill you. And the thing is, communists, I've been around a lot of them. And I've been around leftists interviewing them. And off record, they go, you know, I'm really a communist. When we take over, we're gonna kill you. We're going to kill others. One time I flew somebody down here to interview them and never even aired it because after that we went to dinner and they were talking about how they're going to kill everybody. And it was so creepy. And they said this in front of people. And the point is they get this wild look in their eyes. I mean, let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen. If they have their way, they're going to rape your wife and your children right in front of you. After they're done working you to death, they're going to blow your brains out. Okay, I've been around these people. And they talk about one thing. How they're going to move into your house. How they're going to rape your wife. And how they're going to put you in a camp. They live to wear black uniforms and strut around at bases. That is their dream. And we're going to get Larry Gothwald on soon to talk about how he would hang around with these folks, Ayers and others. Let's go to the Harry Belafonte. You know, it just freaks me out so bad that this is the type of garbage. You know, oh no, Chavez isn't a dictator. He just steals all the elections. And there's Harry Belafonte with Chavez. Folks, I know people. I have good friends that have had to leave Venezuela who had their family tiny businesses taken over. Okay, and Chavez's people will like knife you in the street. I mean, it's just disgusting. There's all these weirdos out there. You see, the opposition of the New World Order is a bunch of communists, and that's banker run to begin with. Here is Belafonte with Al Sharpton. It's up at Infowars.com. Here's the video.
And I don't know what more they want. The only thing left for Barack to Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail. You're violating the American desire.
Yeah, well, there's the full quote, too. You can back it up. Let me give you the full quote here. Imprison opposition like a third world dictator. Put you in a re-education camp. The full video is up at Infowars.com. And that just shows how absolutely twisted these people are. Act like a third world dictator, round up the GOP, put them in jail. And what did the Democrat House member in Michigan say? What did he say? He said it's time to, you know, get out there. You know, there's going to be blood. That's what's going to happen. And again, the jobs were already shipped overseas by the globalists, by the people they love so much. We're going to go to Neil. Then we're going to go to Steve and Bill and others. We'll continue with your calls here. And then we do have Dr. Blaylock scheduled to be on us in about 10 minutes. We are continuing the special that we are running right now where you can get the premier stainless steel gravity-fed filter. You can also get the fluoride filters with it. The ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off with the code WATER15. WATER15. You get 15% off the already lowest price out there. We can't guarantee you'll get it by Christmas, but we still do have some in stock. So you can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also get 10 memberships for the price of one to PrisonPlanet.tv and get all your Christmas shopping done.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.